Well, hello, surf dudes and dudettes. Time for a Day at the Beach podcast number 6 this time around. My name's Clint. I'm your host for the next hour of fun-loving, hard-hitting surf music. What a week for surf music here in SoCal. The surf convention, Surf Guitar 101 convention, held up in Los Alamitos, was this past Saturday. I ran into Ron Mosesco of the Astroglides, and he passed along the brand new CD by the Astroglides called Sewer Surfing with the Astroglides, a retrospective ride through the pounding surf of the Astroglides archives. So let's start off with some Astroglides, all right? A Day at the Beach podcast, what you're listening to. My name is Clint. We'll be right back. All right. That was the Acapulco Riders Band, band out of Spain, from their Frontier Surf Fronterizo CD. Surf Fronterizo. We heard Monzon. You like my accent, the way I throw that in there? I have no idea how to speak Spanish, which I'm sure you have picked up if you have listened to previous podcasts. Before the Acapulco Riders Band, we heard from the Tomorrow Men doing Argosy. The Reventlows, one of my favorite songs of theirs, Song for Vito de la Parra from their Palace of Sound CD. If you don't know Vito de la Parra, he was and still is a current drummer for Canned Heat. And started the show off with the Astroglides doing Gunslinger 406 Malfunction from their brand new Sewer Surfing With CD. If you want to find out more about the Astroglides, go to the Astroglides MySpace site. And if you Google Astroglides MySpace, you might find it. If you just Google Astroglide, you will probably find out what the Astroglides were named for. So that's your homework assignment for the day. My name is Clint. I do this podcast every week. At least I try to, and send it off to Rick Wilkinson, who gladly puts it on his internet site. So thank you, Rick, again, for providing that web space for me. Let's go to Germany with the Tiki Tiki Bamboos. Already, a song called Flying Kota on the Frisbee from their Where Is Your Secret Spot CD. These are the Tiki Tiki Bamboos. We'll be right back. Those were the Tritons with a song called Bikini Wipeout. From a four-song EP, a little CD they sent me several years ago. The Tritons from East Coast of the U.S., I think. Sorry I even brought that up. Before that, who did we hear from? We heard from the Sharkskins doing Boneyard Banzai. Cool song, huh? From their Night of the Everlasting Reverb CD. Probably about 10 years old by now. Tiki Tiki Bamboos out of Germany did Flying Kota on the Frisbee from their Where's Your Secret Spot CD. And the... did I mention the Space Rangers? So let's see. I played the Tritons with Bikini Washout. Wipeout, Bikini Wipeout. Before that was the Space Rangers doing Slippery Slope. That comes from a 45 that I got at the SG-101 con, as we say in the biz. Could you tell that was a 45? I played that on my old Pioneer belt drive turntable that I have had for at least 25 years. So the turntable is probably older than a lot of listeners to this podcast. Anyway, those were the Space Rangers that I saw just last night at a place called the Boar's Crossing up in Carlsbad. Slippery Slope is backed with cold-blooded, fine little 45 there. Tiki Tiki Bamboos and that's that four-song set right there for you. So I had a good time, as I mentioned, and it was good to meet a lot of people, especially people that you kind of keep in touch with and get to know over the internet but never see their face or never get to meet them in person. And that was one of the really good things about the big event on Saturday, not to mention just incredible live surf music from legends like Tom Stanton and Paul Johnson and John Blair and some of the other just great artists, pioneers of surf music. Bob Spickard from the Shantays and a whole bunch more. So if you really are deprived of live surf music and you don't live, you know, in places where there are surf bands, boy, I really encourage you to save your money up and hit up next year's SurfCon 101, Surf Guitar 101 Con. Anyway, it was a fun event. All right, let's get back to some music here. This is a band called Splashback. They came out with a couple CDs. This one is the CD is entitled Changing Tides. And the song I'm going to play is Climb to the Top. Cool song, cool CD by Splashback. One band that I would always have liked to have seen live and never have. They're from the San Francisco Bay Area. My name is Clint. This is the Day at the Beach podcast. Thank you. Those are the Verb Tones from their CD Rock Me Out. I don't know why I say it like that. Because it's got an exclamation point at the end, so I guess you're supposed to say it like that. We heard Sunset Surf from the Verb Tones, a band that showed up and played live at the KCR studios several years ago. But I really do miss having live bands, a live band, as opposed to dead bands, live music in the radio station up at San Diego State. If you haven't seen any of the pictures either on MySpace, pretty much, oh yeah, I guess there's some on my Facebook page too. But anyway, if you can imagine your, if you have a kid, imagine the bedroom and then putting a three or four piece band in the bedroom. With the band members and the wives and girlfriends and me, that's what it's like playing at KCR. And it sounds great, let me tell you. Anyway, the Verb Tones were there and they sounded great, and we just heard Sunset Surf from them. Submersions before that with a cute little song called Tecate from their Save the Cave Train CD of several years ago, probably at least 10. The Thunder Chiefs before that with The Last Ride from their Dig CD, and Splashback did a song called Climb to the Top. It comes from Changing Tides. Once again, up this past weekend at the convention, I was able to meet Mike Rosato, Mike and Sandy from Ninth Wave. And what it was just great to meet some of these people like this. It was great to meet Mike. What a nice guy, both him and Sandy both. Sandy was sporting some pretty fine red boots, let me tell you. And she put them to good use out there on the dance floor. So, and I'll just leave it at that. You can use your imagination, okay? But it's great to meet people that you've, again, interacted with and then actually get to meet them live face-to-face. It was really cool. It was a really cool event, so... and again, I thank Big Tiki Dude for doing that. And as long as I'm thanking Big Tiki Dude, I need to thank his dad, Craig Hansen. Big Papa Dude, I guess you might call him. He was the winner of the giveaway I did. If you've listened to the last podcast, I said I'd give away another one of the Retroliner's new CD from the Shadows of Gotham. And Craig was the first one to the DJ booth, and he was the big winner of the CD. So once again, thanks to Mike Welch of the Retroliners, and congratulations to Craig Big Papa Dude Hansen for winning the CD. So let's hear some Ninth Wave music here. This is Creepsters from the Deep, and this is The Day at the Beach. That's Susan and the Surf Tones with a song called Casper Reef. It comes off of her wraparound CD. Susan Yazinski, one of the few female lead guitarists in surf music. At the time, I think she was living up in Oregon, and I'm not sure if she's still there or not. But I think she's moved around a few times. Before that, another one of the new songs, fairly new. It's not brand new, but it's Psyxploitation. It's the name of the CD by Satan's Pilgrims. What a cool CD. Tracers of Love is the name of the song. Before that, the Skegs. S-K-E-G-S, Skegs. For you surfboard parts enthusiasts, the Skegs. I got a 3-song EP from them several years ago. I have not heard from them since. So I have no idea if they're still around or not, but we heard a song called Bad Check. Not the monetary note, but someone from the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, Bad Check. And Ninth Wave in there with Creepsters from the Deep. Again, good to meet Mike and Sandy of Ninth Wave. All right, this is A Day at the Beach. Going to have a couple more songs. Maybe I have time enough for 3. Let's find out here. Going to play a song by The Bananas out of Slovenia. If you recognize Slovenia, you'll probably recognize the Bitch Boys. Probably a little more popular surf band. They've put out several CDs. Robbie Bilodaric on lead guitar for the Bitch Boys. I think the Bananas, a couple of the guys of the Bananas were students of Robbie. I think Robbie teaches high school or the equivalent thereof in Slovenia. And they really took to his music style and kind of used him as a mentor, I think. So they put out a very cool CD here just a little while ago, probably a year, maybe 2 years ago, called To Surf and Protect. And the song is simply entitled S-R-N-A. Now, I don't know if that's a word in their native language or not, but I think it's just the initials. But there's no periods after the letters, so who knows? Maybe I could write them and find out. But that would take a little work, and I'm not into that, at least not right now. So let's hear some Bananas, and we'll go from there to the end of the show, okay? This is Clint Beachwood on A Day at the Beach. Thank you. Bananas with SNRA from their To Surf and Protect CD. Again, from Slovenia. Going to wrap it up with one more song by a band called The Brainwashers out of Eugene, Oregon. This CD comes from before the turn of the century, 1997 to be exact. Be Careful With That Surfboard is the name of the CD, and the song is Vibro Surf. A minute and 40 seconds of goodness. Just a reminder, you can contact me at beachwood@san.rr.com. You can check out my playlists at several different places, Surf Guitar 101 and my MySpace page. Probably your best bet, but there's more. And if you want to be notified when I put out or publish a new CD, if you want to be on a mailing list, I want to get a mailing list going, let me know, okay? And that'll do it. So the song by The Brainwashers, and that's it. Until next week, thanks for listening. I am Clint, and these are The Brainwashers with Vibro Surf.